Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, enough sports talk. Forget the Celtics. Who cares?
Are you kidding me?
The Celtics are the ball.
Now on to the important stuff.
Yeah, let's get to it.
June 18, 2024. It is time for In the News. I am your Notre Dame newsman. Hello, thank you. Today is International Sushi Day.
Oh, I was at a sushi place this afternoon.
Well, you picked a good day.
I did not eat it, though. I'm just a meeting, and everyone was eating lunch, but I did not.
Dealing drugs out of there?
Yeah. Big Odyssey meeting around drugs. Mm. Now, it is a little early for me. I don't like to eat that early. Because then, you know. But I can't work out on a full stomach. Doesn't work.
Try this.
See what we got.
Don't work out.
That is one way to do it.
That's my plan.
I like it.
International Picnic Day as well, so let's all have a picnic.
Last time you had a picnic.
Been a long time.
Yeah. One of the starters out at one of the courses we played, Cody Moon in Tahoe, he was being all folksy because it's all, you know, it's all out in the high desert country out there, and he dropped a say hi to Yogi and Boo Boo for me as we went off. A nice picnic reference there.
Well, that'd be nice if you were playing near Jellystone Park, which you weren't.
No.
All right, so big news today up your way there.
Oh, yeah.
I-5, northbound lanes of I-5, still closed north of the Fremont Bridge.
Yep.
This was a truck carrying 120 propane tanks.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
And it caught fire just short of 5 a.m. this morning. It was right near the Swan Island exit there.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
On the northbound side of the freeway. And so they closed I-5 in both directions before the southbound lanes reopened at 6 a.m. Now it is still closed northbound up there. So if you're having to get up to Vancouver from Portland today, take 84.
Yeah, you don't want anything to do with I-5.
Well, you're not even getting through there.
No.
I think they're using one lane of southbound
to get through. Well, I mean,
to push people through.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, coming here, I came up usual route going south, and I didn't have many problems. It was a little slow, but it wasn't bad going south.
So they had some exploding canisters.
Yeah, the video is kind of crazy.
It is wild. Yeah, they're saying they had to damage the roadway, so they had to do emergency grinding and paving, which is why it's taken so long.
I'm assuming that when one of those cans, if the zombie movies have taught me anything, is when the propane can blows, yeah, I'm assuming that's going to do some road damage.
Yeah, you can hear the explosions in several videos shared on the news.
Yeah, Sprague said
no injuries.
I was listening to Sprague, and I guess he got off like at the very last second. He was going, and he was about to get screwed, getting caught in it, and last second he was able to swerve and go the other way and go around it. Because if you get stuck in that, like, well, I mean, now obviously there's all the closures, but if you get stuck in the middle of something like that, there's probably some people sitting there for hours.
They do not know what caused the tanks to catch fire. But they're like those little tanks like you have on your grill in your backyard.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of those.
Well, I'm misreading this, but when I saw the story, they said that when they got there was no vehicle attached to the trailer or anything. So, like, did someone have, like, an OS moment and just bail on it? Or did it come loose from someone's trailer? Because obviously, someone drove them there. And then, oops, like, it came loose.
Yeah, because it was on it. They were all on a trailer.
Yeah, and so the trailer was there going kablooey, but...
Well, maybe the guy... I don't know, is it...
Well, that's what I wonder, like, if one of two things happened. Either you're driving along and you didn't have it secured very well, the trailer hitch came off the ball, and then you're like, oh my God, and you look back and you see it blow, and you're like, holy crap. Or it starts to blow, and the guy's like, I'm out of here, ditches the trailer, and zooms off. Either way, I find it a little concerning that the guy who was responsible for bringing him there just seems to be gone.
They are investigating.
Yes.
Up next, Alaska Airlines has added two new nonstop destinations from Portland.
Oh.
You want to guess where they are?
Hopefully someplace.
You like one of them.
Hopefully someplace cool.
Huh? I guess you'll find out next,
all
won't
right.
you?
Right.
It is 4:47 on the Fan. All right. Pleased to have you along. This is In the News for June 18, 2024. We'll have the Hot 5 at 5 here coming up, in a bit. Two new nonstop flights from Alaska Airlines at PDX. You know, Alaska is the number one carrier at PDX. Yeah.
That's why we have the Alaska credit card.
We don't necessarily have many good direct flights, in my humble opinion.
Not from Portland.
No.
No.
It sucks when you have to, like, you have to go to L.A. or Seattle to, you know.
The Seattle one is the worst.
Yeah.
To me.
Because it's so close, but it's just far enough you're not going to drive up there.
Exactly.
Far enough just to be a pain in the ass.
Well, it takes forever just to fly 35 minutes.
I know.
You know?
Yep.
All the...
It almost, by the time you have to get there, go through security, deboard, all that, it's almost as much time as it would take to drive. But
correct.
It's not quite. So,
correct.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Pretty annoying. Portland, though, Alaska being its largest carrier for more than 20 years, they have added Portland to Atlanta...
Okay.
Direct.
A little ATL. I got nothing against the Dirty Bird South.
And ATL is a good hub for everything else down there.
Yeah, I don't go to Atlanta much, but, you know, all right.
That'll start this fall. And the other one, the 55th city that Portland will fly nonstop to, beginning in January, is New Orleans.
Now we're talking.
Oh, baby.
Now.
New Orleans.
When did you say this,
guys?
Now we're talking.
January.
Okay.
Yeah.
No offense to the Celtics, but New Orleans is the balls.
Yeah, it is.
I know you're a big Vegas guy, but this will kill. I'm not going to Vegas. I'll take my direct flight and head to New Orleans. Love the Crescent City.
So Kevin Dalyol, if I'm pronouncing that right, is the director of aviation for New Orleans International Airport. And he said, "We are thrilled that Alaska Airlines is launching nonstop service from New Orleans to Portland. Portland has been the top unserved destination from New Orleans. And this new route not only strengthens the connection between our vibrant cities, but also underscores our commitment to enhancing the travel experience for our community and visitors alike."
Well, I love it because I try to get to New Orleans, and one of the things that keeps me from going there more it's hard to get there. It sucks.
You got to go through Houston or Atlanta or something else.
It is a pain in the ass to connect.
So now
this is good news.
This says
right
so the flight will leave Portland at 9 in the morning and get there at 3:30, because you lose a couple hours.
Yeah.
Or is it East Coast? It's not East Coast.
I think it's East Coast.
Central time?
I think it's East Coast.
Is it?
Let me look.
And then you can leave New Orleans at 4:30.
Central time, you're right.
Central time, yeah. So you lose 2 hours, but you can get there at 3:30, and then 4:30 is the flight out, and you get home at 7:50.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good time.
Tasty, tasty.
So you can get...
Tasty.
A whopping 1 hour in New Orleans, if you like. Or a day. It's pretty much a day.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, do it that way. But,
if you've never been, highly recommend it. New Orleans is one of those cities that as soon as you get there, you will either fall in love with it or you'll go ick.
Well, it's kind of gross, but I don't know how you couldn't fall in love with it. It's awesome. New Orleans is awesome.
I do know some people that just they can't.
Well, it's dirty.
Yes.
I mean, it's grungy.
Yes.
But it's such a cool city with history and
I think it's a little like San Francisco in
culture.
That way, where if you're in the wrong parts, it feels really dirty
gross.
And gross, but there's a lot of great culture all around everywhere else.
Kind of smells.
Yeah, well, in the quarter, it does. Yeah, there certainly is an odor, but I will give them this. They clean that place. It is amazing. If you're out anywhere in the French Quarter, especially on Bourbon Street, go look at that thing at like 3:30 in the morning. And you're like, it's a war zone. And if you wake up at 7:30 and go out, that place is spotless. Which also blows my mind why we can't clean crap up here. Like, if New Orleans can clean up the French Quarter after a Saturday night, we can't clean our city?
Well, we do. It just takes 6 months.
It's embarrassing.
You know.
But yeah, it is my favorite city for that reason. I do not think there is another city that has anywhere near just the personality, the culture, and the vibe, from the food to the music to the voodoo stuff to the just one of my favorite bars down there. It's the oldest bar in America, the Lafayette's Blacksmith. It's the oldest bar. The foundation has been there, you know, since the 1700s.
Go get a hurricane slushy there.
It's freaking awesome.
And that's your In the News for June 18, 2024. The Hot 5 at 5, top 5 sports stories of the day, coming up next on 1080 The Fan.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.